Emily and Michelle, you're both very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Amber, for having us.
So, Michelle, I might start off with yourself, first of all. Can you tell us about the Empower Cumasu programme?
Yes. So the Empower Cumasu programme, it's a free female entrepreneurship programme for female entrepreneurs in the Gaeltacht areas of Kerry, Cork, Waterford, Meath, Mayo, Galway and Donegal. And the programme is funded by Udaráth na Gaeltacht and delivered by the Technological Universities ATU and MTU. And this is the first time that ATU and MTU are partnering on such an initiative. And I suppose the programme itself is one of a kind, as it's the first time that the programme is being provided on a national level in the Gaeltacht areas all across Ireland. So it's great to see so much interest in the programme. We did run a pilot Cumasu programme last year in Galway and Mayo, and we had 13 successful females complete the Empower to Start programme. And then following on from the success of that, we went on to bring the rest of the Empower programme to the wider regions of the Gaeltacht across all of Ireland. And our aim is to hope to attract 150 females onto the programme over the next 3 years. So we're very much looking forward to working with our colleagues in the Rubicon Centre at MTU in Cork and watching more female businesses develop and grow in our rural areas.
That's fantastic. And Michelle, I suppose, why was the programme established in the first place? Like, where did the idea come from and why do you think it will be beneficial to female entrepreneurs in Kerry in particular?
Yeah, so I suppose the initiative first came about back in 2017 when Maria Staunton, the ATU iHub Mayo manager, first ran with the Empower programme here. And based on the success of that, you know, we had great metrics. In the last Empower cycle, we had over 450 applications and we had 65 female founders participate on the programmes in the last current cycle. And bearing in mind, that was just for the West and the Northwest of Ireland. So based on the success of the original Empower programme, we went to Udaráth last year and we said that we'd run a pilot programme with them. So we just took Galway and Mayo as the pilot programme area. And following on then from the 13 successful participants that completed that Empower Start programme, we were fortunate enough that Udaráth came on board and funded the programme to roll it out regionally across Ireland. And as such, then we're partnering with our colleagues in the Rubicon Centre and MTU in Cork. So it's very much an exciting opportunity for us. And we're looking forward to working, like I said, with over 150 females over the course of the coming 3 years.
That's fantastic. It sounds brilliant. Emily, you might talk us through how the MTU will play a role or what role it will play, I suppose, in the implementation of this project.
Absolutely. Thanks, Amber. So in terms of MTU, so we will be working with Michelle and our colleagues in ATU to facilitate some of the training sessions over the 12 weeks as well. Kerry has a fantastic ecosystem, as does Cork, in terms of supporting female entrepreneurship in particular, on our own programme based in the Tom Crean Business Centre on the Kerry campus of MTU. We had over 70% of our programme participants for New Frontiers, Enterprise Ireland's programme, were female entrepreneurs, and some of them coming from the Gaeltacht area. So we're delighted to see Cumasu coming to Kerry and Cork in order to support these female entrepreneurs in the Gaeltacht areas, working with Udaráth na Gaeltacht as well, as they have been a great support to our own female founders here in Kerry.
And is there any specific criteria, we'll say, for the women that want to take part, or can anyone sign up, we'll say, if they have an idea and they are an entrepreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody, the main criteria is that you have to be female and then you have to reside or your business has to operate in one of the Gaeltacht areas across the seven counties. Other than that, you don't necessarily have to be up and running and operating your business. You could simply just have an idea and you just want help and guidance and some support in looking at how to set that up and to grow it into a business. And I suppose we have two elements then to the programme, Empower Twos, which is Empower Start. So this is for women with an early stage idea in business, if you are in business less than 18 months and that you're looking to set up or grow your business. And it'll run once a week for approximately 4 hours, and it'll be delivered mostly online over the course of 12 weeks. And this will allow participants to balance family commitments while at the same time, you know, it'll give them the opportunity to plan and start developing their new business idea. And then the second element of the program is Empower FOSS, which is Empower Growth. And this is for women in business already for the last 18 months plus. And these women then are looking to scale and to grow their business. And this program will run once a month for approximately 11 months. And again, it'll be delivered hybrid, so both in person and online. And the Empower Growth program, it's more peer-to-peer learning.
That's fantastic. And it's great that it's a hybrid setup as well, because it makes it easier for people. I suppose you mentioned kind of, you know, people having time with their families and things like that, and just gives them time to focus on the business. But obviously, it's not going to take up all of their time either, which is great to see.
Absolutely. That's the whole idea, yes.
And how many people in Kerry are you able to take on, or does it depend, I suppose, on the numbers that apply nationally?
Yeah, so it depends on the numbers that apply nationally. Our START programs are limited to 20. So we will run two START programs, and they will both commence in September 2024. So we're actively recruiting at the moment. And for anyone that is listening, you know, we do encourage you, if you are anyway interested, log on to our website. It's www.empowerprogram.ie. You can have a look, read some testimonials, find out a little bit more about us and the program. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to contact us, send us an email or give us a call, and we're happy to answer any questions you have. The applications will close on the 6th of August. However, you know, places are limited, so early application is encouraged.
And Emily, I know you work very closely with entrepreneurs in the county, I suppose people with an idea or people with a startup or people that have been in it in a couple of years and just want to refine their idea. But how important is a program like this for female entrepreneurs here in the county?
Oh, it's super important for female entrepreneurs. It's a daunting, you know, task taking on starting a business for any entrepreneur. But the supports here, in terms of the supports that will be provided through Cumasu, through the GTEx across Ireland, will be so important. Additionally, with the Udros na Gaeltachta as well. We're lucky here in Kerry. We have such a rich ecosystem of entrepreneurial support to guide female entrepreneurs across the county. So these female entrepreneurs will have such great training in terms of the Empower Cumasu program. They'll have their supports from their local GTEC, their local Udros, but they'll also get a support from the ecosystem itself, in terms of networking opportunities, events. We have here in Kerry the Kerry Hub Network, which is a group of 15 hubs across the county. A good number of the GTECs have joined the Kerry Hub Network, and we support people with early stage startup ideas in terms of office space and events as well, which is super, super important. A lot of the hubs as well will run lunchtime learn events. They'll run master classes, business networking events. So where we're based in the Tom Crean Business Centre, run lunchtime events. You also have the fantastic RDI Hub facility as well, which offers master classes. You've got the support, the Udros na Gaeltachta, but you also, for businesses that are set up in other areas in Kerry, support from the Kerry Local Enterprise Office. And we all work together to support female entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general as well. So it's nearly a bonus. You know, you get all the support in terms of Cumasu and growth in that area from the START and from the growth program, but you also get to tap into the ecosystem here in Kerry as well, that you can be working with for many years to come. Because it can be a lonely road, you know, developing your idea, but the support is all around you, and it's never been a better time to start a business. And we look forward, myself and Michelle, to meeting a lot of these female entrepreneurs.
And Michelle, you touched on it, and Emily mentioned it as well. You know, that support and that mentorship, that is a huge benefit to people, especially when they are starting out, I suppose, particularly in the, you know, they need that bit of guidance or a bit of support or just that listening ear. And it really sounds like that this project will offer that in spades.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, circling back to when Empower was first launched back in 2017, you know, we have a vast network of like-minded female entrepreneurs now that we are still in regular contact with. So we've had over 180 females, you know, come through the program, and that was just the West and the Northwest only. So we're very much looking forward to expanding that by bringing this program, the Cuma Sue program, nationally across Ireland to the Gaeltacht areas. And, you know, and it is wonderful to see as well that the support that we've received to date from female founders already based in the Gaeltacht areas, you know, it's been great to see, because role models are an especially important part of the program, you know, and we've worked hard to build that up, I suppose, over the last 7 years. So we're very much looking forward to adding to that and to seeing it flourish. And if I could just add then as well, Emily touched on the GTEC network, you know, that's very important as well, mm-hmm. because Udaros de Gaeltacht have worked hard, you know, to develop and to roll out a national GTEC network of innovation and digital hubs throughout the Gaeltacht areas. And these will be a central part in the delivery of the Cuma Sue program, because we will be encouraging participants who get a place in the program, you know, to avail of the services in their local GTEC, and they'll have an opportunity to complete the program, you know, in their own local GTEC as well. So that'll be an added bonus.
It certainly will. Just before we finish up, Michelle, I know you're encouraging people to apply early. Will you just remind us again of the deadline and just how they can apply if they are interested, or how they can find out more information if they wish to do so?
Yes, absolutely. So, like I said, we're actively encouraging women in the Gaeltacht or looking to have their business set up in the Gaeltacht areas. We're encouraging you to apply. Our website is www.empowerprogram.ie. Programs will commence in September 2024, and the closing date is the 6th of August. And like we said, you know, places are limited, so early application is recommended. But if anybody has any questions and would like to reach out to us, feel free to send us an email or give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions they have.
That's fantastic. It sounds like a really worthwhile program, and the very best of luck with it. Thanks so much, Emily and Michelle, for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you very much, Amber.